Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are tuned in to Youth Talk on Radio Islam International with me, Bibi Aisha Leher. This week, I have been inundated with messages from listeners, from family, from friends, from students about how are we going to learn during this lockdown period. Parents are stressing, learners are stressing, matriculants are stressing. And my message to all of you, my beloved listeners, today is we are here to help you, and inshallah, we're going to try our best to give you the information that you need to make sure that you are in a good state of mind, in a good frame of mind, and where we can make sure that this period that we are all going through together is productive. But before I even start with how we're going to do the show, I mean, the topic for this morning is learning made easy during lockdown. I just want to read something to you that my principal at the school where I teach put on the group for all the educators to read. She got the message from somebody else, and I was so moved and inspired by this message that I actually want to share it with you, my beloved listeners. It's called A Letter from a School Principal and Teacher. Dear parents with school-aged children, you might be inclined to create a minute-by-minute schedule for your kids. You have high hopes of hours of learning, including online activities, science experiments, and book reports. You limit technology until everything is done. But here's the thing. Our kids are just as scared as we are right now. Our kids not only can hear everything that is going on around them, but they feel our constant tension and anxiety. They have never experienced anything like this before. Although the idea of being off of school for weeks sounds awesome, they are probably picturing a fun time like summer break, not the reality of being at home and not seeing their friends. Over the coming weeks, you will see an increase in behavior issues with your children, whether it's anxiety or anger or protest. They can't do things normally. When I'm saying normally, I'm saying it in inverted commas. It will happen. You will see more meltdowns, tantrums, and oppositional behavior in the coming weeks. This is normal and expected under these circumstances. What kids need right now is to feel comforted in love, to feel like it's all going to be okay, and inshallah it's going to be okay. And that might mean that you tear up your perfect schedule and love on your kids a bit more. Play outside if you can. Bake biscuits and paint pictures. Play board games and spend quality time together. Maybe do a science experiment or find a virtual field trips over the zoo. Start a book and read together as a family. Snuggle under warm blankets and do nothing. Don't worry about them regressing in school. Every single child is in this boat and they will all be okay, inshallah. When we are back in the classroom, we will all, of course, correct and meet them, inshallah, in the classroom. And we are prepared as teachers, we are trained as teachers to handle the situation that awaits us. Don't scream at your children for not following the schedule. Don't mandate 2 hours of learning time if they are resisting it. If I can leave you with one thing, it's this. At the end of all of this, your children's mental health will be more important than their academic skills. And how they felt during this time will stay with them long after the memory of what they did during those weeks is long gone. So keep that in mind every single day. I thought I had to share this message because I know, as I said when I started the show, there are lots of parents panicking, there are lots of students panicking, and inshallah, the intention for today's show is to guide parents and to guide students on how they can learn during this period of lockdown. Alhamdulillah, I'm very pleased with my guest today, this morning. He has been on our show several times. His name is Brother Imran Karolia. He is an educator. He's also an online educator and the founder of Star Student SA. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Imran Karolia, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me. Always awesome to be on your show, Bibi Aisha.
I mean, only a pleasure. Imran, when you heard me recite that poem, what was going through your mind? You are a parent.
No, definitely. I'm a parent. I'm a teacher. sometimes we take our students and they become our children too. And, you know, it's been, I won't say 1 week of panic. I mean, it's day two of the lockdown, but I would say 2 weeks of real panic with schools closing, etc. And, you know, I mean, the panic is real. The stress and the anxiety, it's real right now. And we know the minister spoke this weekend. We don't know when schools are going to open. I mean, the better side of things is that we're not in a state of emergency. It's just a state of disaster. And I think when it comes to online learning, we've been talking about this for a while in South Africa, the fourth industrial revolution and what have you. I think we're thrown in the deep end now, you know, as a schooling community, as educators, as learners, as parents, as producers of content, etc. We're thrown in the deep end, and we need to assess the accessibility of online learning. We also need to assess the quality of online learning. And I totally agree with your message. We need to alleviate the stress. We need to alleviate the worry. And learning somehow has to continue in one way or another.
Most definitely. You know, it's also, you know, we see some of these videos where parents are actually giving lots of appreciation and praise to teachers because they're saying, I really didn't know what you have to deal with in the classroom. And, you know, to other parents that have sent messages and we're like, you know, jazakallah for the appreciation. But just think that your child's first educator is you, the parents. They are learning from you. So this is also a time because I know, especially when it comes to mathematics and when it comes to all these science experiments, and parents are, I don't know how to do this. So my message to you is maybe your child can teach you. You guys can figure this out together, and it's okay. One of the things that a lot of parents are very nervous about is, I don't know how to help my child. And inshallah, this is how we're going to be assisting them today on the show. We are asking you, if you have any questions, please do call us on 011-854-1548. The lines are open. We are here to assist you. And inshallah, let's get started. So Imran, we said last week, we called it the panic week. The shock is there. We're overwhelmed. We're like, how are we going to do this? And now we're going to try and put strategies in place. Am I right?
Most definitely. Like I said, learning has to continue.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be like a full day. I mean, expecting your child to wake up at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning as they are going to school, that is an unrealistic expectation.
No, definitely. I mean, look, we are on lockdown, you know, and we need to understand that if we have children, whether it's small children in the foundation phase, be it the intermediate senior phase, or even high school kids, children need to be stimulated. So parents should keep that in mind. It's like point number one. So what you want to do every single day is that you want to set time aside and, you know, draw up a timetable, put it up on the fridge, etc. And, you know, you're also then encouraging discipline, you're encouraging focus, you're teaching them skills, etc., to be punctual with time. And there may be great benefits to actually coming up with a realistic study timetable, a learning timetable for your child during this period. And you won't believe, one of the strategies of learning at home, distance learning, learning online, is actually having this realistic plan. And when we say realistic, you must assess what realistic means in your home. Mm-hmm. If you are able to put 2 hours aside daily, that's good enough. If you are able to put 4 hours aside daily, that's good enough. But we have to continue learning during this time.
Okay, now Brother Imran, also bearing in mind two things. I'm playing good cop, bad cop now. The one thing is that, you know, there are parents who have more than one child. So obviously their study timetable, maybe you have a general one, but the older children can study on their own, learn on their own, and you just, you know, supervise. The younger ones probably would need more of your attention, and then maybe you could get an older sibling to also sit with the younger one and, you know, take turns. You know, yourself sitting with the younger one or one of your oldest kids as well. An idea?
Yes, most definitely. I strongly agree with this, this collaboration. And like you said at the beginning of the show, I mean, we're learning from each other. I mean, we're getting through this in our own way. I actually spoke to a parent this week who has kids in multiple phases at school. Mm. And they just simply all sit around the dining room table. And they did that this week. They just sit around the dining room table for like 2 hours, and they all learn from each other. But it's time dedicated at home where they switch off the TV and, you know, take out the notes, take out the books, etc. And, you know, the parent is there sort of monitoring activities and what have you. And this collaboration is such a great idea. And thanks so much for bringing that up.
No, that is very important. The other thing is people who may not have access to online learning. So we're going to give you ideas as well of what you can do with your children from what they already have with them, you know, especially when it comes to foundation phase. All children have, well, we call it, the school that I'm at, we call it their flip file. And in there, there's a whole lot of concepts for mathematics as well as for Afrikaans, that is our first additional language, as well as for language. You know, there's words that they could learn, sight words, phonic words. Go through those words with them, let them memorize them, let them play games with these words, let them build sentences, encourage them to read. Obviously, for the older children, again, I'm talking, I think this I can say across the board, the best preparation is read, and read some more. Imran, your thoughts?
No, definitely. When it comes to the foundation phase, and even, you know, kids in the other phases, reading is so important. Now, but the reality of the situation, now I'm going to play good cop, bad cop, is that if you go to an average home, are you going to find reading material and resources that is age appropriate, that is syllabus appropriate? You know, I mean, you get different types of reading. You get reading for pleasure, reading for comprehension, etc. So when it comes to reading, I think we really need to get hold of texts that are relevant, that are relatable, that are age appropriate, that are grade appropriate. And alhamdulillah, it could be, you know, just read and repeat. The
yes.
thing about repetition when it comes to the foundation phase is so important. And I mean, for the very young children, you're thinking about grade one students and grade two students. I mean, for example, you know, coming up with focus in terms of writing the date and underlining, etc. And all of those skills, I mean, foundation phase teachers are so worried that when we go back to school, there's so much of catch-up to do and kids may have forgotten everything. So I think it's quite important, and it's really simple steps, simple tasks every single day that parents can do, you know, that's going to keep that momentum.
Definitely. I mean, draw a picture of what's happening at home and write sentences about it. There we go.
Yes.
Writing skills, comprehension, talk to them about their picture, you can check their spelling, simple things, that's what we could do. And we're not to say that the older children can't read. I mean, everybody's watching the news, reading, you know, about what's going on around the world on their tablets and whatever. That's also an opportunity. Talk about what's going on. Maybe talk about something else, you know, another light-hearted topic, and just talk about it. That's comprehension skills, communication skills.
Do you know how easy it is to do? It's a simple Google, and you can say spelling words for grade four.
There we go.
And then you, every single day, you have a spelling test at 10 o'clock in the morning. Trust me, if you do that, we're on day two now, you do it for another couple of 20 days or so, you're going to see a difference. You definitely will.
There we go. But now the other thing I want to discuss with you, right? Sifting out the information. Now there are schools that are communicating with parents through the D6 communicator. There are schools where there are teachers doing e-learning. There are parents who have there are educators who have created groups maybe with parents, and they are sending information daily on work that needs to be covered. Parents are getting tired. They're getting frustrated. Like I said, if you're a parent with more than one child, it can be very, very overwhelming. Then there's also been a lot of information from government, alhamdulillah, where they've said there are websites where people can go, and there's educational websites that people can visit, reading material and a whole lot of activities. So right now, there's this information overload. What do you think about this?
Okay, I think the information overload is a good thing, and it can be a bad thing. But, you know, I think what we have to do is we need to, like you said, sift out all of this content that's coming in. And you mentioned with the National Department of Education, in fact, they've changed their homepage on education.gov.za, and you'll find so many resources there, you know, when it comes to literacy, when it comes to numeracy. And you won't believe there are actually some shortfalls when it comes to the government, because sometimes you'll find that it may not cover all the learning areas. You must understand that the CAPS policy document is written in phases. So you're not going to get a policy by grade. So I see a strong focus on English, not so much English home language, but a big focus on English first additional language, and then also numeracy. So I think maths, physical sciences, literacy, and then obviously the languages. I'm seeing a lot of content there. But you must understand something. You know, the person who's going to give you the best crit of your lesson as a teacher in class, in the normal classroom, would be the student himself or herself. Mm-hmm. And they can sift out quality, they can sift out value themselves. They know exactly what's wasting their time, and they know exactly what's engaging.
But that's now obviously your older children. When it comes to the younger ones, yes, obviously the parents still need to sift through that. We also, I just want to bring this up, that even if you have a copy of the CAPS policy document, or if you're able to access it, what is stipulated in there, say for term two, what is going on there, that is the minimum requirement. If you feel your child has that ability, take it up a notch. That's not a problem at all. The other thing is, you know, we discussed last week unpacking the grade, the term one report for the grade that your child's in. So again, Imran, you would, you know, be able to elaborate on this, that if you've seen a particular subject that your child hasn't performed very well and has the ability to do better, because like we said, it is term one, again, go to Google, see activities for children of that level and introduce it at home.
Most definitely. But to really answer your question there, Sister Bibi Aisha, is that when we do sift out, I think the advice is that we want to keep it local. There's so much of content available on the internet. So start with the Department of Education there. And then, you know, it really, you have to test the waters. You have to click around. You have to check it out for yourself. See what's user-friendly. Sometimes there's free content, there's paid content. You sort of can get a taste of the paid content a little bit later. So you really have to test the waters by yourself and say, okay, fine, this would work, or this is more engaging than something else.
Most definitely. Also, again, like I said, from the knowledge that your children already have, just go through that revision from the things that they already have. There has been homework that has been given. There has been certain content that teachers are asking you to concentrate on. You don't have to do everything. Maybe take one or two concepts from there and make sure that your child knows it properly. And as you going through this journey, you're going to be learning as well. And more so, don't forget the importance about all of this, the bonding. That bonding time that you're having with your children, whether your child is in grade 1 or your child's in grade 11, that's something very, very important. When you're telling your child, you know, I didn't know this, and you're teaching me something different today, do you know the confidence that you are going to give your child? That praise where you're telling your son or your daughter, Mashallah, I'm so proud of you. You're teaching me something new. Think about that. Think about how your relationship with your child is going to go into another level. If your child is faced with something, or they have some task that needs to be completed by information sent by their schools, and they are a bit overwhelmed, you can go and access it. You know, go through, like we said, Google and all these websites, and you learn about it, and you figure out a way, how would I teach this to my child? Am I correct?
Most definitely. Disseminating that information is so important. And what we want to do at home is that we want to give our children a good learning experience, whatever that learning is.
Most definitely. Inshallah, we're going to be continuing after the break. If you have any questions for Brother Imran, please do call us on 011-854-1548. We are looking forward to engaging with you. Jazakumullah khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Leher, on Radio Islam International. And this morning we're talking about learning made easy during lockdown with my guest, Brother Imran Karolia, who is an educator, online educator, and the creator of Star Student Essay. Now, just before the break, we spoke about strategies to assist parents and ways to keep our learners calm during this lockdown period, and where we can make learning fun and not stressful for anyone. So I believe we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And who am I speaking to?
Rabia Rafat.
And how are you doing today, my darling?
And I'm doing you.
I will, shukr alhamdulillah. Rabia, what would you like to share with us?
I'm a grade 11 learner at the Ahmed Timol Secondary School, and I initiated a grade 11 self-study group with the goal of motivating myself as well as other learners to revise and study during this lockdown period.
MashaAllah, that is such an excellent initiative. That is so good. I'm so proud of you. And how has the response been so far?
I actually did not expect the positive response that I've received from both the learners and educators over the last few days.
That is very, very good. And the fact that you are motivating each other, that is so good, because all of you are together in this and you're lifting each other up during this period.
Yeah, definitely.
MashaAllah, that is excellent. Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners that are in grade 11 right now? Any words of motivation you'd like to share with them?
I'd like to encourage the learners of not just in grade 11, all grades, to do online homeschooling during this period, considering that we are all housebound and have ample time on our hands.
Thank you so much for those words of motivation. And Rabia, you know, may you guys be successful in what you're doing. And inshallah, we'll catch up with you sometime later in the weeks to come and you let us know how it's going. Jazakumullah khairan. Brother Imran, what an excellent initiative from a learner who's so motivated to get the work done.
Alhamdulillah. You know, it's not only about the teachers now. It's about the community. It's about everybody. And that collaboration, alhamdulillah, we're seeing it. Every day we're hearing of great stories, alhamdulillah, and it's, you know, really, really motivating, mashallah, to that student from Amethi Mosque.
Oh, definitely. That's excellent. Okay, I have a message from a parent who's just saying that, you know, when it comes to mathematics, that's not my strong point. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. Please help.
Okay, so when it comes to mathematics, you need to basically then assess what is coming to you, what is sort of like being marketed to you. So if you are online, there are lots of courses and, you know, different platforms where people are sort of like, you know, sending things around on WhatsApp. Like I say, you need to test the waters. You need to check out a few things. When it comes to mathematics, you must remember that it may be not so localized. So you can find stuff from your normal average Joe, our friend YouTube. And you'll be able to find some good content there. And I know it's a very big focus. I know many parents are concerned about mathematics itself. So all the content that's being shared around, you know, the class WhatsApp groups with students in them, they're so important. And there's been big circulation of lots and lots of options and platforms available. So just keep a lookout for that. And then when you get them, don't just leave it there. Open it, try it out, and test it out.
Here's an idea that just came to mind right now. Everyone knows someone in their family, and now obviously is the time where we have this time to bond. You know, there's WhatsApp video calls as well. Where you have a family member that has just completed matric, or someone that's in high school, someone that is really, really good in mathematics, and maybe just calling that person up and saying, so-and-so, can you please help me to help my child? Or maybe that person, it could be a cousin, whoever, sort of tutoring the other cousins on a particular subject.
There's been so many of those messages going around with people offering to help and assist, alhamdulillah. If you get it, contact them and let's see how they can help you.
Definitely. You know, we South Africans, we are resilient. We find solutions. We have a way of getting what we want. And inshallah, we'll get there. We will get there, definitely. Okay, Brother Imran, you're going to just give us some guidelines for parents who have children in the intermediate, senior, and FET phases, please.
Okay, so intermediate grade 4, 5, and 6, senior 7, 8, and 9, FET 10, 11, and 12. Start with the National Department of Education website, www.education.gov.za. When parents have been calling me the whole week, I'm really surprised by people not even knowing this website.
Okay, please, can you call that out again for us?
www.education.gov.za. That's the National Department of Education's website. They've changed the homepage. There's lots of options available there. Multimedia videos. We know that the ministers also spoke about broadcast lessons, electronic readers, apps, math and science support, etc. So start there. It's a good point of departure. And what you can also do is, I mean, the CAPS textbooks are amazing. So when it comes to social sciences, life sciences, natural sciences, etc., I mean, open up, for example, social sciences, and if geography is not your strong point, I mean, do the history. You can basically read and explain. I mean, we know as parents the history better than the kids themselves. Mm. It will make for interesting discussions. And here's another awesome website that I really like. It's the Eastern Cape Education Department's website.
Mm-hmm.
It's ecexams.co.za. What you want to do with education.gov and also ecexams.co.za, you want to go to past papers. For example,
yes.
In EC exams, you're going to find something for grade 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, etc. And then you're basically putting it in folders on your computer, on your device. And if you want age-appropriate, for example, reading texts and examples, you know what? You're not really lost because, I mean, they also put the memos there. So please go through that. And remember, like I said, you're not going to find stuff by grade. So please forget about that. You're working by faith. So that's how almost everything that the government would put up is there. So those two websites are really, really super awesome.
You strongly recommend that. Okay, now please talk to us about strategies for learning online. Because, yes, we have all this information and, you know, people have shared lots of different websites, obviously you included. Now, we got all this information. I'm playing again, good cop, bad cop. I'm a parent. Just say I'm saying, for example, what do I do? Where do I begin?
Okay. Let's call it Imran Tarolia's 10 tips or 10 strategies for learning online.
Okay, parents, before we even go further, I'm going to say all the parents and the students, I hope you got your notepad and your pen ready because let's make a note of this.
You know, the reality, and I've interacted with so many students and on a national level, right?
Right.
And we think as online educators and as content producers, we think, okay, fine, the time is here. But when you meet these students, some of them have never learned online before.
Mm.
And for those that do and really take to some, to like certain websites and apps and platforms, etc., they get so used to it, they say it's even better than learning in the classroom. So I think the greatest myth that students here, when it comes to online learning, is basically that it's easier than school. Absolutely not. It can be just as intense, and you're getting so much of value in a short space amount of time. So, you know, thinking that it's easier, please just forget about it. So my top 10 tips, the first thing is get organized. I mean, make sure that you organize yourself at home. Number two, set up your workspace. You cannot have your phone in your hand, sit on the couch, or sit on the bed, lie on the pillow. Absolutely not. Set up your workspace. Make sure that everything is in front of you. And also, you need to, you know, ask yourself how best you learn. And now when it comes to the online video lessons, for example, I mean, you can watch it with your parents. You can watch it with your sibling. And then you can, I don't know, come up with different other skills like note-taking, for example. It's so important. We touched on this earlier on. It's my point number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, let's go back to point number 3. Point number 3 was?
Okay, so the first thing was, it's not all by the way. You know, online learning is not by the way. It's focused. You need determination. You need to sit down. You need to be sort of like aligned and ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not by the way. Point number 2 was get organized.
Yes.
3 was set up your workspace. 4 was how best you learn, taking notes.
Okay.
Number 5, we touched on this earlier on, and I'm not going to elaborate, was making a schedule. Right?
Yes, yes.
Take that schedule and put it up on the fridge.
There we go. Okay? Yes.
Point number 6, be an active participant. I sort of love platforms that would allow feedback. Nowadays everybody's on WhatsApp. We offer, you know, feedback on WhatsApp, but any type of feedback on email where you can get responses and have your questions answered, that's so, you know, I mean, make like you in class.
Interactive,
you know? Number 7, stay connected. And I know there's a banya, and there may be interpretations of being connected. But when I say, you know, you have to be sort of immersed in what you're doing, which brings me to point 8, have an open mind. Have an open mind. I mean, we have learners who've never learned online before, and are telling us it's even better than school. So have an open mind. Number 9, ask questions. And it's not only to the content producer or the service provider. It could be, you know, just asking, you know, I mean, it's all about critical thinking in school as you go higher in the grades. So ask yourself the questions. Don't only consume, but, I mean, be critical of what's being posed to you in certain learning areas. And number 10, and this is so important, and I'm really going to drill this, is that learners need to be accountable for their learning.
Yes.
We stress this in school. Parents need to stress this at home. You are responsible. You are accountable for your own learning. I know we're in a crisis. I know we're in a situation, a national state of disaster. If parents can still drill this thing about being accountable and being responsible for your learning, and I'm not talking about a top-down approach. I'm talking about a collaborative approach where learners can understand exactly the real value that what they put in is what they going to get out. Those are the top 10 strategies to learn.
Oh, that's
online.
Brilliant. Now, we don't have lots of time, but I, you know, there's so much we can talk about, but we're trying to condense it in the time period frame that we have. Advice to matriculants. Because again, I've been receiving loads and loads of messages from parents right now on my personal WhatsApp as well. And they all basically, the gist of what they're all saying is, what are we going to do? What's going to happen to this year? You have been a matric teacher, so what would you like to say to them?
You know, as a matric teacher, and even during our workshop earlier in the year, we have to stress once again the accountability for learning. I've spoken to grade 12 students who've done nothing for the past 2 weeks, you know, and we're sort of encouraging them and motivating them and coaching them to say, you know what, you need, I understand this panic, it's there, it's understandable, right? But now we need to show them how to do by themselves. You can't just tell someone, go learn by yourself.
No.
You know, they have to be equipped with the skills, and that's what, inshallah, we're going to do during the lockdown period too. So start with the past papers. Go to education.gov.za once again. Go down, scroll down, past grade 12 exam papers. You'll find stuff for 10 and 11 too. Download, and you know what? The memos are awesome. The memos are awesome. Study from the memos. If you're stuck, you basically, I mean, and you can do things by sections. We're not at a point this year where you can answer a whole paper.
Yes.
Ask yourself little small things with what you have at home. We all know, I mean, let's not fool ourselves, that sometimes kids don't read their set works.
Yes.
You have 2 weeks to go through your set works. Just read, even if it's reading for pleasure, do what you can now to alleviate the stress, the anxiety, the panic and all of that that's to come, because really the workload is going to be intense when we go back.
But we don't want to stress if learners out. Remember, we also spoke about, very important when I started the show, that mental frame of mind is important. We're all in this together, and we're going to try our best to get through this, motivating and uplifting each other. So also, please, parents, don't panic. We're going to get there, and there is help out there. Imran, I just want to ask you quickly, when you prepare your lessons as an online educator, how do you go about doing this?
Okay, that's a good question.
But you're going to tell this to us in like 3 minutes.
Okay, you know, it's about lesson prep. It comes down to the old school stuff teachers do. You have to have a good grasp of your learning area. You have to be in tune with policy and guidelines. And then I want to disseminate the information. Now, I know that sometimes when you have, for example, text, so anything that's printed, stuff that you would receive that's printed, sometimes high school kids don't read to understand. So I need to disseminate that information. And also, I need to make it engaging. I also picture, I don't picture a private school student in front of me. That's not my market. I cater for every student of South Africa. The content has to be fair. It has to be accessible. It has to be relevant in the South African context.
Exactly.
South African examples. And I think the main objective I have when I put together my lessons is that I want to make it better than school. So it's about adding value. It's not only about content. And I tell my kids this too. You're not watching a movie, please. And we know, like, video is big, right? So you're not watching a movie, no. You're taking those online strategies, and you know, you don't only want to offer content where they're just consuming and consuming and watching, no. But there has to be some training or some skills-based learning attached to that. And then finally, the feedback and support it is.
Which is important,
yeah. So answer your question in, like, giving one sentence is that you need a good amount of creativity and really awesome tech service.
Obviously, you want to captivate the learner's attention, but we don't want the online learning to be so much of fun that when we do go back to school, the children don't want to come back to us, because as a foundation phase educator, I'm missing my babies. I'm missing them when I'm sitting and making dua, obviously, for all of us. And I think of each and every one of them, and I'm hoping and praying to Allah that my children are safe and that they are okay. And we miss them. We really, really do. I mean, you know, people must be thinking, you know, once sometimes you get this comment that, hey, you guys must be enjoying your time away. You know, it's a holiday for you. No, it isn't. We also stressed. I mean, at school, like we say, we are their parents in absentia. We are worried about our children's well-being. We want our learners to perform well at school. But aside from that, right now during this period, we just want to know that they are safe, that they are staying at home, and that they are being productive in some way, inshallah. And I cannot emphasize stay at home enough.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, really forgive us and grant the nation good health, safety, and protection at this time.
And everyone, definitely, everyone around the world as well. Imran, quickly, please, if you could just share your contact details with us, you know, your social media platforms for parents or students. We want to get hold of you. And we're just going to repeat also those two websites that you did mention where they can go, the education websites that was provided by the government. So please, your contact details first, and then the other two websites that you did mention previously.
So my contact details, you can WhatsApp us directly from the website, the social media platforms, they, all the links are there. You just need to go to www.starstudentsa.co.za. www.starstudentsa.co.za. You can email us from there. You can WhatsApp us from there. All the information is there. Also, just want to say that there's been lots of people contacting me regarding free content like teachers, and we spoke about the sifting process.
Yes.
So inshallah, we are going to have an entire free page, free
for this free information
that wheels have been put together. So that's coming up on Star Student.
Inshallah. And Imran, the other two websites that you're going to call, that was the
education.gov.za, that's the National Department of Education. And then for good stuff that you can print out at home, with, you know, stuff that's graded, etc., you can go to ecexams.co.za.
And any website where parents can maybe just get a glimpse of the CAPS curriculum, just so that they can plan their learning online sessions with their children? Would it be? It probably would be on
website. We shouldn't. And there's everything there. All the resources, info packs, everything will be on the national. And you know what? We have to commend our government.
Alhamdulillah.
They've really put together, in such a short time, they've really put together excellent resources. We just have to make use of them.
You know, during this time, really, our government has been exceptional. You know, we are proudly South African, and we got this. We're going to do this. We're going to beat this together as a nation. Brother Imran, jazakumullah khairan again for sharing your expertise with us. We look forward to speaking to you again soon, inshallah. Remember us in your duas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your loved ones, inshallah, and accept all your efforts.
Salams and duas to you and all of the listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Jazakumullah khair, and only a pleasure. And to our beloved listeners, please remember us in your duas on behalf of myself and my engineer, Hafiz Hafiji. Hanzala Hafiji, please remember us and everyone here at Radio Islam International in your duas. And inshallah, we will be chatting to you again next week. Inshallah, jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.